Without further ado, the Jazz Cat in the studio, Leroy Downs, and here he is with his Live with the Jazz Cat show.
Well, thank you, Gary. You know, I've been trying this month to interview a bunch of folks from the Monterey Jazz Festival, and this is one that's going to be here on Sunday night performing in the Coffee House Gallery, Mr. Jackie Terrison. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Leroy. How are you doing?
Very well, my friend. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I just came back from a restaurant in New York City and with my wife and kids, and the weather's beautiful, and, you know.
Gotta love that, man.
That's
got to be a beautiful scene. I wish I had a picture of that, man. You walking back with your wife and your kid after a great meal in New York. That's how it is, man.
It was an okay meal. It wasn't that good.
Oh, okay. We won't talk about the restaurant then. Well, you know, I spent some good time listening to Mira, you know, your latest on the Blue Note label. And you have such a talent for taking classic compositions and coloring them with this new romantic, dramatic, fascinating brilliance.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, I really try to, whenever I sit down at the piano, I really try to, like, first of all, I would not like to play a standard for the sake of playing a standard. So every time I will play something, and that is something that I've been considering more and more, that when I'm going to play something that I have not written, I'm really going to try to put a spin on it, because I'm really more and more inclined to playing more of my own compositions. But sometimes it is fun to take a standard, something that's been played a zillion times, and try to make it sound like, you know, it's kind of yours.
You know, I think it is so important that you do that. You know, your version of Caravan includes some imaginative stretching of the instrument by including some percussive qualities other than the keys.
Yeah, you kind of get inside the piano there. I think the piano's got so much to offer. And I love percussion, and I love drummers, and I love, you know, interacting with. So that's just what happens there.
Yeah, you know, we spoke earlier this year, actually, in New York at the International Association of Jazz Educators Convention, and you were talking about the session. I think maybe you had just gotten out of one of the sessions. I had a conversation with Kenny Barron last week, and he mentioned some of the same things in regard to courage that is needed to perform and play solo piano.
It's not really. It's not really a matter of a question of courage. It's more a thing of, see, if you put me on a stage in front of, you know, 45 or 4,500 people, and my gig is that I have to play 90 minutes, I'm totally comfortable with that. I'd sit down at the piano and give you the 9 minutes or more. But now the process of recording in a studio without an audience was something that was quite a challenge for me, and I didn't think it was going to be like that. And I think when I thought about it afterwards, it was really this deliverance, this giving birth process. You know, when you're playing for nobody, it's quite a strange thing. You know, Leroy.
Yeah.
And it's not really that you expect something back from the audience, but it's just the fact that it's got to come out and go somewhere. And I felt like it was just coming out and going to microphones and my belly button.
Well, yeah.
you know, it's quite a narcissist thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of caught me by surprise. But I mean, now I'm pretty happy. I'm happy with the final product. But I was like, wow. This thing, there's something missing here. So if I ever do another piano solo project, I would probably take a mini studio, bring an engineer on the road, like for a week, and we would just do a bunch of piano solo concerts, and we would keep the best of that.
Well, you know, this is what's very important that we need to tell the audience right now. This is why you, the audience, are so very, very important to this music, because you're a part of the creative process. Even though you're not performing or playing, you just being there gives us a sense of people that are there. So that helps the musicians out, that helps the music out, and that's what makes it all beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, and you feel like you're sharing something, you know?
Right.
I mean, I know that when I sit down at the piano by myself and I have to play for people, I just sit down and play, and the story kind of unfolds, and things happen pretty naturally. In the studio, I remember this tune that I started like 15 times because I didn't like the first two notes. So you see how self-conscious it can be.
Yeah.
You know, plus, you know, when you want it to be perfect, you know, and I guess you have a tendency to like think a little too much, be a little too self-conscious when you're in a studio and there's no audience, because you know you can start again.
Yeah.
And when you're playing for an audience, you know, you can't. You just, you know, this is it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They check you.
Right.
Well, for this particular solo session, what did you do in the studio to create the perfect atmosphere for you? Did you dim the lights, light some candles, a picture of your wife? Did you do any of these things to try to give you feelings for some of the tunes that you were creating?
Not really. I mean, I did dim the lights a little bit, and I made sure I had a great engineer, Joe Feller, recorded everything, and a great piano, you know, and basically it's just a matter of relaxing and going for it, you know, and trying not to be too self-conscious.
Yeah.
You know, just like trying to pretend that you're playing for people or and then I just played, you know, I had written down a list of about 25 tunes. You know, I was like, well, the concept is already there, so that's, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a concept when you're doing a record to kind of give the whole hour and 20 minutes or whatever it's going to be to give it the same flavor. But this time I thought, well, you know, the concept is piano solo. So basically I decided to play what I like, you know, and I love standards, and I like playing my own compositions more and more, so that's what I did.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Jackie Terrison right here on the show called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs, and it's on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Now, I'm well aware that Mira is a solo recording project, but tell me, who are some of the cats playing on the album? Meaning, what are some of the many sides of Jackie that came out in the studio when you're...
Oh, you mean as far as influences and stuff, or...?
No, not influences, like just the many sides of Jackie. Like, you know, do you have to be this person to do this tune? Do you have to approach it this way to do this other tune?
Oh, well, you know, it used to be that way, but the more you spend some time, the more you grow up, I think, the more you just want to, like, let go of all that and hopefully sit down and the next minutes are really going to be something that came out of you. And on some tracks, you know, well, on some tracks you do want the energy to be definitely present, and on other tracks, you know, like there's a ballad that I recorded, it's called Everything Happens to Me, and then you really want the, myself, I really wanted the lyricism and the peacefulness and something about love to come out there, and you know, so.
Well, you definitely covered your bases.
Especially in a piano project, you want it to be yourself, a projection of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some might think that an entire album of solo piano music might be super mellow, but you bring such life to each tune, and the way you sequence the record, it does it in such a way that it doesn't really allow for any dull moments. It's all very present.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't consider it a mellow record.
No, not at all. Well, you know, after Go Round, the last track on your album, I mean, I love how you were thinking of your wife and you played her a happy birthday serenade. It was just a natural continuation of thought. And even though she wasn't there...
Yeah, she wasn't there.
Yeah. It really shows that, you know, shows your love for her, and, you know, we're so honored to have you share such a special moment with us.
Yeah, you know, well, we recorded the record on December 12th and 13th, and the 13th happens to be Laura's birthday, and at one point after a track, I just played a little bit of Happy Birthday, and Joe, the engineer, said, "What was that for?" And I said, "Well, it's my wife's birthday today."
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just that. You need to, like, sometimes it's great when you under the pressure, so to speak, because I recorded this in 2 days. It's just to, like, you know, just think about something else, you know.
Yeah, humanize it, man.
For 5 seconds, and that's basically what happened there.
No, that was great, man. I love that. And there's another album that you have, A Paris, where you're mimicking someone's cell phone in the audience. You know, it was like so perfect and humorous. It was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I dug that.
It could have not been At Paris because that's not live, but it must have been a live recording.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I dug that, man. I heard that, and when you did that, it was just such a bright, bright moment, man. That brought smiles to everybody.
Yeah. Well,
except
the
person with the cell phone probably shrank in the seat. But well, speaking of Paris, I mean, just like Dee Dee Bridgewater, you have two loves. Are there any major or subtle differences in the audience appreciation between the countries, America and Paris?
Tough question, because I think that it would be nice to see more places, considering the size of this country, more places where this music could be played live. But I have to say, for me, it's not really a matter of the place. For me, the first things that are important are, are you going to give me a good piano so I can be my best? And then it's really hard to compare because every place, whether it's a club or a big theater or a night or an outdoor stage, you know, I mean, every place has its own vibe, its own energy, and its own and it's really hard to compare on a geographic span.
Sure.
You know.
You're listening to Jackie Terrison right here on the show Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs. It's on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. On Cherokee, you know, we hear your voice as you're playing, which indicates to me the freeing and intimate relations you're having with your instrument. Are you mentally ahead of the music, providing yourself with some other melodies or harmonies, or just allowing the freedom of the moment to take you where it does when you play?
Yeah, you know, that's something I try to not do. But yeah, so you hear me singing or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, I hear you doing your thing, and that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in general, I mean, you can't really be ahead. Well, maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe I'm not there yet. But what you do want to be is be right there. You know, so I think, you know, when you're playing, you're hearing the notes in your head, and I mean, unfortunately, you know, I mean, I don't mind if it's not too loud, but unfortunately, sometimes it just comes out vocally, you know.
That's okay. That's real. We appreciate the realism in the music, you know.
I know it's real. I mean, I don't mind it if it's not too loud. And actually, to tell you the truth, I have digested this record. I'm already thinking about the next project. But what am I trying to say? Yeah, if it's not too loud, then I'm cool with it. <You know? laughs> But I can't help it.
Yeah, no, you can't. And we don't want you to help it. We don't want you thinking.
You want to hear, I mean, I'm really here. I try to hear these notes, and there's no cymbals or bass or, you know, drums to cover up that stuff.
Sure.
You know? So you hear everything on a solo piano record.
Well, mentally, that kind of put me right there with you. I was, like, as close to the piano keys as you were when you were playing, just hearing you, you know, you do that.
Yeah, and it's not like there's a mic right near me. You know,
right.
The mics are really in the piano, and so it might have been louder than I thought, actually.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my parents only had a handful of albums, and they weren't jazz albums, but of course I played them over and over, and I remember the Carole King album, and for me, you know, it made me think of childhood memories when you played some of the music from that. And
yeah.
Now, what about you in terms of childhood memories, not just musical memories?
Well, see, for me, you know, I grew up in Paris.
Yeah.
And so I discovered this song. It was sung by James Taylor. And I discovered this song like maybe 5 years ago. And you know, like everybody, it kind of hit me. And I was calling some buddies from France or even some friends. I was like, hey, man, do you know this song? You've got a friend. And everybody's like, Jackie, where are you from? You know, come on. You know? And I just like to play things where I feel, well, things that I like and things that where I feel I could maybe do something with it. So that's, you know, I was like, well, shoot, you know, let me just have the same approach I've always had. You know, if I like a song and I feel like I could do something with it, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but that was quite funny because, I mean, every time I call someone, they say, of course, I know that song, you know? It's been around for like 30 years. Where have you been, you know?
Well, you know, there's folk music, the classic, blues. There are many opportunities for people who are steeped in one particular genre to open up and enjoy your album because it has so many different variations. I think.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, to me, as a musician, when I'm looking for material or whatever, there are really two things that are important. Is the melody's got to carry through. Melody is very important to me. And then, if there's a harmonic structure that allows for, or actually not a harmonic structure, because that can be changed. But if there's a form in the song that allows for movement harmonically, and where you could change things around, then I'm cool. I mean, we don't have to play only standards, you know. That's why I did this Carole King song, and it's really about the melody that carries through, you know. I mean, that's important for me. And then it's like cooking, you know. You could put all kinds of spices around it, but you need one main important ingredient. You need that, otherwise you don't have nothing.
This is true.
You know,
well, we like how you cook, man. We like everything that you use, you know, to get the roux of the music happening, man. We look forward to seeing you this weekend at the 50th anniversary at Monterey. You're going to be at the Coffee House Gallery at 8 o'clock and at 9:30 on Sunday, right?
Right.
Amen. It's going to be a pleasure seeing you and having you there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know?
Beautiful. Well, thanks for coming on the show, man. I certainly appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Leroy.
Jackie Terrison right here on the show called Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the Four Locals Only Show with my man right here, Mr. Gary Hamada.